Okay, today's daf yud tes. We're on daf yud tes on the top line, and today's daf is sponsored for Refuah Shleima for Noam Binyamin Ben Dina Nili. Okay, so here we go. So Ulu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, top line. Ulu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the Omar, who said, Afilu l'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, that even that Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds most Rishonos l'Kedushin Nitnu, that the original money that you give for an Amar Ivriya is for Kedushin. B'may Mokimla, how do you explain the fact that once the father gives for Kedushin, he can't sell her again? So how could that ever be on Amana? How could, that was the question we ended off yesterday. How could that ever be? Mokimla k'Rabbi Eliezer. The answer is it could be like Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who says, L'shifchus acha shifchus hudlo matzi b'zavim la. You can't sell her twice. One shivcha and another time for a shivcha. Aval shivcha achar ishus matzim azavon la. But shivcha after ishus, that is acceptable. That is okay. Okay. That sort of ends that discussion. Now, boy Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish asks the following question. Mahu shemiyayed adam libno katan. Can you do yid for your son who's a katan? Now, an Amav Riyah by definition is a katana. What about your son's 12-year-old, 11-year-old boy? Can you marry him off to your Amav Riyah, not a gadol? That's Rish Lakish's question. Now, there really isn't marriage by a boy under bar mitzvah. No such thing, really. So what's Rish Lakish's question? So here's the Gemara, says like this. Bino Amar Rachmana. Yada means a son, any son. Where is it? Bino Yada Amar Rachmana. Bino Kaldahu, any son. Even if he's a cotton. Or Dilma, no, but no, do me a day. The son has to be like him. Mahu gadol, af b'no gadol. Has to be a gadol. Amar b'zira, tashma. Well, let's learn the following. It says ish, right? It says ish. Where does it say ish? It says if you have relations with someone else's wife, if you have relations with someone else's wife, that's not a good thing. You get misa for that. So the pasuk says, the ish, you have a man. Asher yinaf es eish es ish. That'll have relations with a married woman. Asher yinaf as eishes re'ehu. Right, he'll have relations with his friend's wife. Most yumas, they're both going to be put to death. Okay? They're both going to be put to death. That is the pasuk. So what does it say? Ish. Prat l'katan. That excludes a katan. Why does it exclude a katan? Because a katan's not an ish. Right? Says Tosfos, second Tosfos, Afagav the cotton lav bar onshin hu, even though the cotton not a bar onish anyway. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me that a cotton can't get misa? Cotton can never get misa. Doesn't get punished. Nevertheless, you hear the question? Mikal makom itzrach l'kra l'muute. I still need a pasuk. Why? Kasal kadaitach. I would think she. Listen to this. Tells us. I would think she he nerag kivon she isha nereges al yado. Maybe the husband should get killed. The kid, because the wife is, the woman's getting killed. She's 25 years old. The Rishash says, it's like a behema. If a woman or a man has relations with a behema, the behema gets killed.
Kill both,
right? But even the behema. Why? So we say because we don't want to, it's not appropriate that you should walk down the street or look at that behema. That's the behema that causes them to get killed. That's what the Gemara doesn't give that reason. But the point is, what do you see from there? You see from there that you're going to kill somebody, something, even though they really didn't do anything wrong. A behemoth doesn't have das. Or that means it doesn't have das. Nevertheless, you put it to death. So I would think, same thing with a cotton. The cotton doesn't have das. But the woman's getting killed. She's 25 years old. You put him to death also. Comes along the pasuk. No, it says ish. Pra'al a cotton, not a cotton. Asher yinaf es ish es ish. Then the pasuk says, again, you have relations with someone else's wife. Prat le'eshes cotton. That excludes the wife of a cotton. That doesn't make any sense, because you can't have the wife of a cotton. There's no such thing. So now the Shulchan is going to prove, you see I'm right. It can be the wife of a cotton. How can it be the wife of a cotton? How could that be? Now, i'amrit miyayed, if you say that you allow yield with a cotton, im kain matzinu eshes le'cotton, then you find such a thing. The elamai eno miayed, right? What are you telling me? That you can't do yid with a cotton? Amai kamamai lekra.
Then what did the pasuk tell me? That there's no Eishes cotton. What does that mean? Tiv shomine dimiyada. It's obvious that there is. That there is. Otherwise, what do you mean, wife of a cotton? There's no such thing. Amar Ravashi, no, there could be such a thing. How could that be? Hacha b'yavam ben teisha shanim v'yom echad. You have a 9-year-old boy whose brother was married without children and he died. Now, even though you have to be 13 years old to be a gadol, but the Gemara says that when you're 9 years old, you're already roy for bia, for a boy. What does that mean? That means that he's 9 years old, his brother died, that's the tragedy. He didn't have any children. He had a wife. Now the boy, the 9-year-old boy, has to do yivam on this woman. He's not a cotton. He's not a gadol yet. But his bia is a valid bia. Thank you. His bia is considered a valid bia. So, and what did he do? And he had bia with her. Shouldn't have done that. Should have waited until he's a gadol. But he did it. So, biyavam menteisha shanim v'yom echad habaal yivam toraskiran d'midar raisa chazile midar raisa. That's good, that's considered a good bia, because he's already 9 years old. I would have thought, given the midaraisa chazile, since midaraisa it's good, ubiya so bia, and it's a valid bia, haba aleha mechayev mi eshezish. So if some other 9-year-old boy has relations with some married woman, he should be killed. Kamash Malan comes along the Torah, he's not killed. Okay? But we have no raya to Rish Lakish's question. My Havi Allah, so what's the answer to Rish Lakish's question? Your answer is as follows. Tashma, Amar Rav Ivo, Amar Rav Yanai, Rav Ivo said in the name of Rav Yanai, Ein Yid Ela B'Gadol. You can only have Yid with a Gadol. Ein Yid Ela Midas. And you can only have Yid with someone who has Das. So, Tarti, and you got to tell me the same thing twice? It's obvious. One builds on the other. Gadol and Das go hand in hand. No, the Gemara says, you're right. Ma tam kamar. It's explaining the reason. Ma tam ein yid ela begadol. Why is there a rule that it can only be yid by a gadol? Lefisha ein yid ela midas. Because I don't have das. Exactly. Ibai sema, give another answer. My das. What does it mean, das? You can only have yid midas. Midas dida. And she has to know. Has to be her das. When she's acquired as an Amma Ivriya, she's not a Bardas. She's under the age of 12. She's a Katana. You can only do Yid when she's still a Katana. So what kind of Das are we talking about over here? She has to have Das? What Das is that? Ditani Abaya, Breda Ravu, it says Asher Lo Ya'ada, right? Which says if you didn't want to do Yid. Malamed, Shetzarech Li'ada, you have to tell her. What exactly does that mean? You have to tell her she's not a bardas. She's only. You have to tell her. Who Tarnila? He. That would do. You're getting married now. Who? Till now she was a servant. Now she's getting married. Who Tarnila? Who Amala? He said this over and then he explained it. Bikedusha Yiyud. It's Kedusha Yiyud. Valiba the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And it goes like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Amma who said, most Rishonos love L'Kiddushin Nitnu. The most Rishonos is not for Kiddushin. So when you bought her, it wasn't for Kiddushin. Now you want to marry her? You have to tell her now. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Afilu Tema L'Kiddushin Nitnu. You could even say that it was for Kiddushin. Shiny, and still you have to tell her. Why do you have to tell her if the money was already given for Kedushin? So it's sort of like up to the husband now just to decide. Shani hacha d'amar achmara, because it says yada. Okay, good. The Torah says yada, which is a play on the words yidas. Right. She has to know. My Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. What's that about? This Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. What's that about? This idea that this money is not given for Kedushin. The Tanya, it says yada v'hefta. Yada. You have to, is Yud, the Hefta, and she could also redeem herself. What does that mean? She could redeem herself. That Saruch, that means she's allowed to redeem herself. How does she redeem herself? How does an Amivri redeem herself? Somehow she, oh, thank you so much. It starts today, yeah? She buys back her freedom, right? So if the original money is not given for Kedushin, If the original money is not given for Kedushin, then what are you? How are you Makadosh her? How are you Makadosh her? You bought her for $100. She was 10 years old. Now you want to be Makadosh her. How are you Makadosh her? With the $100? That wasn't for Kedushin. That's how you Makadosh her. So you Makadosh her with the Mechila. I'm not going to make you work anymore. That's how you Makadosh her. With the money, with the duties, I'm not going to make you do anymore. That has a value, and I'm not Makadosh you with that money. Let's say, right?
It's not that value.
It doesn't have to be money. It's Shavu Kesef.
Right.
Oh, it has a value to it. Has a value. So Mikan Amar B'Yosi Rabbi Huda Im Yeshahus B'Yom Kedei Lazos Imo Shavu Pruta Mikudeshes. V'yimlav ain't a mikudeshes. So if it's the last day of her before she turns 12, right, and there's 20 minutes left, see, mikadesh me with the 20 minutes. It's not going to work. Why? Assuming that's not worth a shavu pruta. What do you see? That how you mikadesh her with the mechila. According to whoever argues on him, you mikadesh her in the last second of before shki. The Gemara can say that on the base. Mamash before shki. What? With the money I paid for her 5 years ago.
But she worked off that money.
No, she has to work the next day.
What? But that money was given in contemplation of Kedushin. Right. So it's all good. If you hold, the money was given for Kedushin. If you hold, it wasn't given for Kedushin, how you Makadosh her? Either you give her money, which you don't do, it's Mechila. Right. So in order for that Mechila, has to be a time that there's a worth of Shavu Pruta.
Of course, the Mechila approach, the father isn't benefiting from that. Does the father have to get the new college?
You ask a very good question, and the Gemara is going to ask that question right now.
Well, gets a benefit.
What benefit does he get? Huh?
Make sure his daughter's married.
Ah, so the truth is, if you all remember, didn't we have this case already?
Yeah.
I give you, the husband says to the woman, go to what's his name, and he'll be the co-signer on condition you're married. What did the guy get from that? Nothing.
Right.
But it's a value. We said it's a good Kedushin. Remember that? The Gemara is going to say exactly that. Right? What do you see? Alma, Kasavar, Mos, Harishonos, Lav, L'Kedushin, Nitnu. The original money is not given for Kedushin. Look at the last Rashi on the page. The E-Kibel of Almanas, Lehis, Yayed, if the father accepted the money for Yid purposes, the Kedusha Yid, Tuluyin, Ba'av, and the Kedushin's up to the father, Af, Agav, Deleka, Shahus, even if there is no time today, there's no time. Shki is coming in 2 seconds. Nami, it's still a good Kedushin. Kivun de Omar, Besoch, Sheish, Tithyayid Li. Since he said within the 6 years, marry me, be miyayid to me, Havila Yiud le Mafreya Mishas Mechira. The Yiud goes back to the original Mechira. If you don't hold like this, if you hold like this, there has to be time. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, you don't even have to say that. You can even say it's Kedushin Nitnu. You still need time. Why? Shani Hacha, the Amar Rahman of Vehefta. It still needs time. Why? Because it says Vehefta that she has to be able to redeem herself. So you still need a value unrelated to the original Kedushin money. Okay. Now, Amar Rava, Amar of Nachman. Amar Adam Labito, if Katana. If a guy says to his daughter, who's a Katana, to ego, Vikibli, Kiddushayich. Go accept your Kedushin. She's not an Amavriya. She's a regular girl. Go accept your Kedushin. Midi Rav Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. That should work on the same theory of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Amma Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't he say, Mos Rishonos Lav La Kedushin Itnu? Didn't he say the original money that master gives to father is not Kedushin money? V'chimeshayir by shava pruta. So if you have a pruta left over, have a kedushin, right? If you have a pruta left over, it's a good kedushin. Hachanami here too, loshna. It's no different, right? Why is it no different? Right? Oh, wait a minute. When a man sells his daughter, right? He sells his daughter, and in order for him to marry the daughter, in order for him to marry her, there has to be a pruta of work left in the 6 years, right? If there's a pruta of work left in the 6 years, it's a kedushin. What did she get?
Pruta.
She got nothing, really. Shava pruta, right? That's all she got. So what's the case over here? A guy tells his daughter, go to Reuven, and Reuven will give you kedushin. Right, and that's going to be a good kedushin. How can that be a good kedushin? It must be a case where he's selling her, right?
No, father allowed to tell the girl to accept her own kedushin. It says,
why is that any different than the other case you just brought up a minute ago?
That what?
You go to him and he's just passing around the money around.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Someone mentioned that case. Someone mentioned that. First of all, what's the case? What case is this exactly?
The father's allowed to tell the girl, accept your own condition. She's allowed to, and he's not involved in it.
Oh, so Tosfa says, how does that work? A katana has no power, so it's zechia. She's accepting it on behalf of the father, right? She's accepting it on behalf of the father. That could work. That's a whole lambda. That's a shir in itself. Not shlichus. It's called zechia. That's
how to shrink the kinyan.
That's a whole discussion. But that's not the issue. Why does it work? The issue is with this leftover pruta. That's the issue. How is it compared, right? When a father sells his daughter, he knows that the master can marry him. The master can marry her without him being in the picture. The father's not in the picture. He's not in the boy. She's over there. So to here, it's the same thing, right? It's as if the father said to his daughter, I'm selling you now to Reuven. You'll be there for a few years. You're like 9, 10 years old. You'll be there for a few years. If he ever marries you, call a kavod. So too, go to Reuven, and he'll marry you. Call a kavod. Same thing. There's a technical question now. If she's a katana, how does she accept the money? So it's a zechia from the father. Okay, not so crazy.
Does Reuven not also have the option of marrying her to his son?
If he's a gadol, yes.
We
didn't answer that question. We said the gadol, yeah. If he's a gadol, yes. Why? Torah said so. Okay. Right? There's no reason for that.
But does the would the father have that in mind also?
Yes, it's built into the deal.
Right.
I'm selling my daughter. It's either going to be him or the son. 100%. Now. Where am I? Yeah. Amar Rava. Amar of Nachman. Hamakadish b'milva sheyesh aleha mashkin mikudeshes. If I marry you with the mechila of a loan that has... first of all, we have a rule on Hamakadish b'milva ain't a mikudeshes. We didn't get to that Gemara yet, but we all know it because we learned it once upon a time in our lives. But there is a Gemara like that. Now here the Gemara says, Tosfos discusses what the difference is. Hamakadish b'milva... If you makadish a woman with the mechila of a loan, right? Sheyesh aleha mashkin. There's a mashkin there, right? He has the mashkin. Mikudeshes, she's mikudeshes. Why? Same thing. Midur b'yosi b'yehuda. From a b'yosi, same thing. Lav, by b'yosi, amar b'yosi b'yehuda. Mos rishonos, lav l'kedushin nitnu. Isn't the original money given for kedushin? Right? I'm sorry. Lav l'kedushin nitnu. It's not given for kedushin. Right? What is the kedushin? The mechila of the money in the last day. Right? So too, this debt, halvahi, is a loan. Right? I lend her the money. Vihi gufa kimashkonhi. She is like a mashkin. When she goes to... What happened here? A father's poor. He says to Reuven, I'm poor. Take my daughter. Give me $1,000. And if you want to, you could marry her. Torah said that. You, your son, I'm okay with all of it. Because I need $1,000.
Okay.
So isn't the daughter like a mashkin?
She's
not a mashkin in the classic sense. She's the collateral for the loan.
She's the product of the loan.
What?
She's a product of the loan.
The product of the loan is her working.
But it's not a loan.
It's not a loan.
It's not a loan. It's a transfer.
It's
It's a transfer. And yet it works. Not only does it work, he can be Mekadosher with that. He can be Mekadosher. How's he Mekadosher? Now with $1,000. With the Mechila. That's what he's Mekadosher with. I'm being Mochel the rest of the, right? So it's not the same thing as a loan. But it's the same concept, same idea. The idea is that she, so to speak, is like a mashkin, which becomes a wife. So too, if the woman owes me money, and her iPhone is by me, and that's a mashkin, that mashkin, right, I can mekadesh her with the, it's her mashkin. It's hers. But I'm being mochel alone.
That's very sure.
Very sure.
Yeah.
The reason that they're doing it is not because he's getting it and the side effect is, oh, he could marry.
I know, it's built in.
That's the built in.
I know. That's the, that's the motive. That's the motive. You're right. That's the motive for that reason. I want my daughter married and I'm poor. So I can kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
100%. But the kinyan is the same type of kinyan. So if that works, this should also work. Make sense?
It's a special case by Yiyud. Same as Yibum, we cannot make comparison with Yibum because it's a separate halacha.
Correct. So that, but the Gemara here is doing it because if you think about it, what? Use the mechanics. So the mechanics is she's really like a mashkin. By the way, what if he doesn't? What if he doesn't marry her? What if he decides not to?
She goes out.
She goes free. She goes back to her father. Right. You pay the debt, the iPod goes back to the guy, back to the borrower, right? So you know what? Keep the wife, keep the thing. A mochel.
Her sweat equity pays the loan.
What?
Her sweat equity pays the loan.
Not really.
Not really.
Yes, why? No. Not really.
It's not really.
Isn't that the whole point? She's
married. Yes, I know. It's not really. It's both. It's the marriage and the working, right? It's really both. So it's not such a far-fetched thing to say this. Okay. Vi halvahi, vi gufa mashkini, she herself is like a mashkin, v'chi mishayirva, shavapruta, and when the husband, the master, forgoes a shavapruta, he's mochel, umiyayed, and he marries her, have a kedushin. Hachanami, so too over here, loshna. What's really the difference? And therefore, it should be good.
So the whole thing was on the shavuot.
Exactly, because the original money was not given for kedushin. Right. It was just, that's the difference.
It
was just for working. Right. Now I want another thing, I want to also marry you. Right? How's that working? The original money, that original money was not for kedushin. So what does it? The mechila. So once we're talking the world of mechila, so any mechila should be good.
Yeah, but that's the problem, the thing.
That's why, it's a
slightly given for kedushin.
It's a funny shita, it's a funny shita to say that the original money was not given for kedushin, but that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. He's a Tani; he holds that. Can't argue with him. I mean, you can't argue with him, but he's entitled to his opinion.
He's taking the Amar apart and he's breaking it up into little parts.
Correct. That's exactly what he's doing.
He's taking it as a whole.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Rabbi Rashi says on top, Alma Hoil Umachra, you sold her. V'yada Sha'adon Yachal Liyada La'achar Zman Midaite. He can marry her. Must be midaita with his have who v'havale ka'omala kibli kiddushayech. It's as if he's saying brand new.
Right.
What's the in law it's called consideration. Whenever you have a contract, you have to have consideration. You have some. What is it? It's the mechila. Why not? Okay, hachanami loshna. Here it's no different. Tana rabbanan. Next, Kate. This is not. I think it's easy. Kate said mitzvah yid. How does yid work? Amala b'fnei shnayim. You say in front of two people, Harayat Mekudesh Esli, Harayat Me'ures Esli, Afilu B'Sof Shesh, even at the end of 6 years. Afilu Samach L'Shkiyah Tzachama, even right before Shkia. Right? V'Noed B'Minag Ishus, she's now a wife. V'Eino Noed B'Minag Shifchas, she's no longer a Shifcha. Why? You married her. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda Omer, no. Im Yeshuas Biyom Kedelasos Imo Shava Pruta Mikudeshes. No, what's making the Kenyan here is the Mechila. So in order for that, there has to be Shava Pruta. V'yam Lav Eino Mikudeshes. A Shava Pruta of work that I'm going to forego. Right? According to the Tanakhama here, you don't need that. It can be 1 second before Shkia, they're married. Why? Because the original money given 4 years ago is the Kedushin money. Now, for whatever reason, the Gemara has to complicate it. Mashal, it's like a mashal. Ha'omer le'isha, a man says to a woman, Hiskadshi li me'achshav, be married to me now, la'achar shloshim yom. Now, after 30 days. What is that? What kind of statement is that? Married to me now, after 30 days. U'ba'achar v'kitshav b'slach shloshim yom. And someone comes in the middle of the 30 days and gives her a ring, and she accepts it. Who's she married to? Mekudeshes l'rishon. She's married to the first husband. Why? Because he said, me'achshav.
Is this Barer?
What?
Is this Barer?
L'mafreya. What'd you say? L'mafreya. Retroactively, right? He's married to the first husband. You can't marry a married woman. There's no mechanism to do that. So she's already considered married. Now, what happens during this 30 days? I'm not 100% sure. Can they live together? Are they? I don't know. I don't know what 100% what the status is. But they're married enough that if someone else comes along and gives a ring, that's bottle. That has no value.
Yes,
Zika. Yeah, exactly. Yes, Zika. So now.
So we're disregarding the whole Lachish Lashin Yom.
Mashal. Not sure what that means. Right, I'm not sure. Now, Mashal Laman. But who is it a Mashal to? It's a similar idea. I give you the Kedusha now, and I'm going to marry you. I'm going to give the money now, and I'm going to marry you when I decide. Right, when my son turns 18, 19, I'm going to marry him off to this girl when I decide. But the money was given now. So right? So Mashal Laman. Who is this a Mashal for? Ilei ma Mashal or Biosi Rabbi Yehuda. Could it be a Mashal for Biosi Rabbi Yehuda? Absolutely not. He held that the money is not given for Kedushin. Ha im Yeshuhus Biyom Kedei Laz Hazim Hashav Brutim Mekadeshet V'yim Lav Lo. His whole issue was, it's the Mechila.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with time when you decide, right? Rashi says, in the Rashi of Ha im Yeshuhus Biyom, Alma Hashta Hu Dimitachli Kedushin Bigiron Sheyeshla Aleha. What makes the Kedushin is the payment back, the deduction, not the money. Amravacha Bered de Rava, you're right. Mashal le Rabbanon. It's a mashal only according to the Rabbanon, who held that the money is given for Kedushin. So if the money is given for Kedushin in January, but he's not going to marry her till March, right? That's just like, I'm giving you money, me'achshav, but I'm going to marry you after 30 days. Someone comes along in the middle and gives a Kedushin, it doesn't count. So the Gemara, right? Rashi says, Okay, I don't have to read that. Rashi. So Gemara says, Pshita. Is that obvious? Well, what else could it mean? Right? So the Gemara says, well, Mahu Detema, I would have thought, Halo Amar Le Me'achshav, even if, Halo Amar Le Me'achshav, the master never said Me'achshav. Right? He never said that. He's giving him money, I'm buying a girl, right? We hold that Moses is given for Kedushin. Right. But he never used that Lashon Me'achshav. Because if you don't say Me'achshav, and someone else comes along and does marry you, then it is a good Kedushin. Right. Because what did you say to her? I'll marry you next month. That's not a marriage. Right. So he didn't say Me'achshav. Kamash Malan, right? Hamash Malan, you don't have to say Me'achshav. Right? Kamash Malan, you don't have to say it. By a marriage, you do have to say it. Right. That's vital. Over here, it's built in. It's a built-in mechanism that if I want to marry you in two months, whatever, in 2 years, doesn't matter when, it's going to be good. Why? Because the original money was given for Kedushin. What about a regular case? A regular case, you better say Me'achshav. Why are you going to say some silly thing like that? I don't know. But if you don't say Me'achshav, it's not going to be Chal. Until you actually Mekadosh her.
No, you understand the comparison
100%? Not 100%. Tosfos doesn't like it either. This Tosfos of Mashal, the big Tosfos, I underline some of it, but it's complicated. He says the Mashal doesn't compare to the Nimshal at all, because in the Mashal, someone else is coming to marry her. In our case, that's not happening.
Same guy.
Tosfos says, what kind of comparison is this? Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Right? But I guess the concept, in theory, it's a little bit of a concept in theory, right?
Well, I suppose.
Yeah.
The marshal is that if at the end of 6 years she goes free, then she's not Eishes.
Correct, but that would not make sense because he gives her a ring and says, I'll marry you now within 30 days, they're going to be married.
Yeah.
If he says, me'achshav. They're going to be married. Someone else comes and tries to, you know, stoop a ring into her finger. That didn't happen over here by the case of the Amma. There's no other person. It's just the same two people. Right? So the Marshal is not compared to the Nimshal at all.
Right. If he doesn't marry her, what happens to that money that he gave her 6 years ago to the father? That's not, there's no Kedushin.
She worked
there's no Kedushin, so she worked it off.
She worked it off.
Lamaisa, she still worked. That's why it's two things. Right? So the Machlokas really is, when the father gets the money, what's it for? Is it for working? Or is it for working built in with maybe he'll marry her? Right? So it's really two things. So there's no model like that in a non-Amivriya situation. There's no model like that.
Right.
A mashal, I'll tell you what it's a mashal like. It's like a guy who marries a woman, me'achshav, and someone else comes along. That's not the same thing. Right? Now, Tanya Idach, now we have the exact opposite. Hamocher is bito. A guy sells his daughter. V'halach v'kid shel acher. Then the father goes and marries her off to someone else. Oh, yeah. And she's an Amivriya by Reuven. And he marries her off to Shimon. Can he do that?
No.
Well, can he? Can the father do that? Doesn't have the right?
Give me no money for her to work.
Exactly. So, what does that mean? The Adon, what does that mean? How do they translate that in English?
Your father mocks the master.
Right.
He's mocking the master. How's he mocking the master? By marrying him or her off to someone else. And she's married to a second guy. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda.
So then he has to give back some of the money.
1 minute. No. Because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda held the money's not given
for Kedushin.
So the father has every right to do that.
Right.
He has every right to do that. Rabbi Chacham Omrim Im Ratzel Yayed Miyayed. Chacham said, absolutely not. If the master wants to marry her, he's fully allowed to. And that Kedushin from the other guy is a waste of nothing. It's nothing. Right? Why? Because the money was given for Kedushin. So she's already, when I say the word, Marcel used the word Zika. There's already a Zika.
An attachment.
So no, you can't do that.
Right.
Of course, if you're Yehudi, you certainly can do that.
Yeah.
So, Marshall, you know what it's like? Ha'omel Isha. A guy says to a woman, Harabu Kodesh is Zilacha Shloshim Yom. But he's trying to seal the deal without giving her anything.
Right.
I'm going to marry you in 30 days. You better not go take a kedusha from the other guy because I'm going to marry you in 30 days. As soon as I get my paycheck, I'm going to come back with the money. I'm going to marry you in 30 days. And someone else comes along in the 30 days and gives her a ring and she accepts it. She's married to the second guy. Why?
Because the first guy didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything. He didn't say achshav.
Right.
He didn't say me achshav. He didn't do anything.
He
just talk. Talk is cheap, right?
Even if he gave her some consideration.
He did, but he didn't. He didn't. He just said to her, hold me, you know.
Hang in there.
I'll be back. I'll be back with the ring. Right? Hang in there. I'll be back with the ring. I've heard that before, right? So hang in there. I'll be back. Yeah, I heard that. So Prince Charming comes along, and within that 30 days, and here he is, Prince Charming. So she says yes. So she's Mikudesh and Flesheni. Mashal Laman. Who's this a mashal like? It doesn't make any sense according to the Rabbanon. Ha'amar Rabbanon imratzel yayid miyayid. The Rabbanon said that the master could still marry her. It can't be. Ella amar v'acha b'rei d'rava mashal Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. It must be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Has to. Can't be anyone else. So it so has to. It's a pshita. It's obvious. Right? So ma'ad teima, I would have thought ha'lo amar la b'yid ha'lo amar la l'acha shloshim yom. He didn't say anything, right? He didn't say anything. Hallo amar la that la'acha shloshim yom, right? What does that mean? He didn't say anything. When he One second. What's this going on here?
The master gave the money to the father.
He
didn't say I'm going to marry her.
And didn't say I'm going to marry her in 30 days.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything, right? What?
What do you answer?
No, I don't have
a sense.
It's pshita. It's obvious that this is the case of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda.
Because he gave the money for Kedushin.
He gave the money not for Kedushin.
No.
So if someone else comes along, and Prince Charming comes along,
right.
It's going to be work. It's going to work.
Right.
So it's so obvious. So what's the chiddush? So obvious. The chiddush is, ma'adatema, I would have thought, halo amar la, lacha shloshim yom.
He didn't say anything after 30 days. Right?
He didn't use the language of Lachish, so you know.
Right? Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan, no what? Rashi says, Kamash Malan, didamo, what's the case here? Halo amal Lachish lo shim yom. What does that mean? What does that mean?
He didn't say Lachish lo shim yom.
What?
He didn't say Lachish.
Who's he?
The Adon
took money from the father. Right. And said, I'm taking your daughter for an amivriya.
Right.
I was silent about whether or not
marriage.
I'm going to marry. I didn't say a word.
Right?
So I would have thought what?
He doesn't have to say anything.
He doesn't have to say anything. No. Kamash Malan. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Kamash Malan, that what?
Married to the second one.
That he's married to the second one. Why?
Because it takes effect later.
So Rashi says, the Damo Ahadadi, the Kivan the Chala Hakatsav Yid Bemos Halalul Acharzman Meikara Ki Yavina Lahachi Yavina Shemir to Liyid Meyid Afilu Hachi Kivan Dilo Amar Meyachshav Mekudesh Alfloshani. Why? Because the money was not given for Kedushin. Right? Does that make any sense? What?
Depends who we go at. Who we go
according to him.
According to Biyosi Bihuda.
Right.
It makes sense. So what's the case?
Could we follow?
I don't know. One second. What's the case? What's the case? The case is the Adon marries off his daughter.
Right.
He has the right. The only way. What? The father sells his daughter. The only way he's going to do yid, according to Rosh Yehuda, is by being mochel.
Right.
So he didn't say anything. Right. Mm-hmm. Then the father says, "You know what? This guy's a loser. I'm going to marry my daughter off to someone else."
Right.
Mikudesh es l'sheni. Right, so that's obvious.
Right.
So I would have thought, what would I have thought? I would have thought that no, even though the master didn't say anything,
he still
gets kedima.
Right.
He doesn't get kedima. Right?
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good mashal. Okay. New story. Tanya Idach. Hamocher is bito. If someone sells his daughter, uposik almanas shlo liyaid, on condition she will not be subject to yid. Only on that condition. Niskayim tonight, divra mer. Remer says it's a good tonight. V'chacham omer, imratzim b'liyayid miyayid. If you want to, it's good. B'bnei, you can do yid. Why? That's not a good condition. B'bnei shehis nal mashakasa b'torah. Because you made a condition against something in the Torah. V'chalamas nal mashakasa b'torah. Tonight, batal. It's not a good tonight. Now, how could Remer say it's a good tonight? Ula Remer, tonight kayim. It's a good tonight. I'll marry you on condition. I'll have to support you and take care of you and be with you. They're married. The Tanai bottle. And the Tanai's bottle. Divra Meir. The Tanai's bottle. Yehuda Omer, Davar Shebemamon Tanai Kayim. Now, on the money aspects, the Tanai's are valid. Why? Rashi says the reason why they're valid is because the Nitin Lemachila. It can be Mochel. The woman can be mochel. She can be mochel on clothing.
One second. That's what the
message
is. She can be.
Right. Havi tanai kayim. Aval ona. But ona, says Rashi, the tsara de gufahu, it's a tsara of her guf if she doesn't have it. Therefore, lo is yahev lemechila. She can't be mochel it.
She
can't be mochel it. Therefore, davar shebemamon tanai kayim. The money things, she can be mochel. What about the ona? That she can't be mochel. Why not? Rashi says, because it's tsar. I'm fascinated. The Ritva says something else. He says, why can't she be mochel that? Why can't she be mochel that? So she's mochel, the tsar of the guf. Why not? Why can't she be mochel that?
Because she needs it to live.
Why she needs to live?
Because it's causing her pain.
Why? Because we say, not being with a man causes pain. Why? So she's mochel that. The Ritva says something brilliant. He says, because the Ritva says, listen to this, she never had it yet, she can't be mochel it. You can't be mochel something you never had. She doesn't know what it is. She never had it. It's unbelievable. Vart. She can't be mochel because she never had it. Money, everyone knows what money is. She can't be mochel that. She can't be mochel. Rashi says, because it's tsar of a goof, you can't be mochel. Why not? Yeah, I know I'm depriving myself of that. I understand. I'd rather have you. Why not? Why can't she be mochel? She can't be mochel because she never had it yet.
She has no idea what she's missing.
She has no idea what she's missing. And then she can be mochel later. But she can't be mochel l'chachila. Unbelievable.
Tzar doesn't mean the first time?
No, tzar means the companionship. She can't be machal that. So the Ritva says, why not? She doesn't know what it is to be machal. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it a the husband to support his wife?
So she can be machal that.
She
can be machal that. You know what? I'm a rich girl. I don't need that. I'm machal.
No, but so much the color matches my shikasha batara.
Is a tonight bottle? Divra Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer. Davashir Mamon tonight Kayim. The money thinks she can be mochel. It is a valid tonight. Why could she be mochel? Why? Why could she be mochel?
Because
it's money, so she can be mochel. What about Ona? We have a different issue. Why not? Omer Chizkia. So what's going on over here? It's Hakam by Yehud, she can be mochel. Hakam by Yehud, Meir said it's valid. It's a valid thing. Why is that valid? So Omer Chizkia, Shani Hacha, the Omer Kra, Li Amma. Sometimes you're allowed to sell her just to be an amma, and there isn't going to be any yid. In other words, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says you can do this.
So there's no built-in implication
tonight,
basically.
What do you mean? Right, exactly. There's no built-in implication. V'rabanan, hay la'amma of delay. What do you do with the word? He doesn't hold from all this. So what does he do with the word la'ama? Homi ba'ilei l'kidatanya. Ama melamed shemachra l'psulim. You could sell her, the father could sell her to people that you're not even allowed to marry. Now, the marriage is chal. It's not, you're not selling her, she's an almana to a kohen gadol. I'm sorry, you're not selling her to her brother.
Right.
Which is not, that's not what you're doing. Who are you selling her to? A mamzer, a nasin, right? These types of people, the kedushin is chal. Right. Chiyuvei Lavin. Rashi says, "Mamzer Nosin She'ain Rishai Liyayid Ve'ainim Karislam El Shufchas Bolvad." Right. Follow Dinhu, because otherwise it would be a sort of a Kal V'Chomer. Im Mikacha Lipsulin. Now, can a father marry his daughter off to a mamzer? Let's say. Absolutely. The kedushin's chal. Not a good thing to do because it's an avera, but it works. So lo lamachu lipsulin. So you can't sell it to these people. And maybe they're not even going to do yiyud. Maybe they won't even do it. So you can tell her? Yeah, of course. How do you know that? La'ama. Ma l'makadja l'psulin. Shekin adam makadish es bito kishi naira. Maybe the only reason a man can sell his daughter, the man can marry off his, the only reason he can marry off his daughter to psulin is because he can marry her off when she's still a naira. Which is already 12. Yim charena l'psulin. So who said he could sell them to psulin? She ain't adam ocher es bito kishi naira. He can't sell her anymore at that stage. So maybe it's not the same thing. Marrying her off, the father has more rights than selling her. Marrying her off, he has more rights than selling her. Why does he have more rights? Because it lasts for 6 months longer, the right to marry her off. So that's why he can marry her off to psulin. Who said that because of that he could sell her to psulin? Tamad lamar la'ama malame chamacho l'psulin. From here you see, you can do such a thing. Right? We'll stop here. We'll stop here because we're going to go on more about that. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very, very good day.